Yazza, Hedgehog Pie there from the album The Green Lady with our new, well, not new, but, you know, I'm going to use it as a sig tune, I think, for a little while at least. Hunter's House was the name of that particular tune. Hedgehog Pie, fantastic band from the 70s and onwards. Made a couple of really good albums and then formed a Mark II, which Dave Berland and Jed Grimes and Mickey Doonan came on tour with me in 1978 and set the world, in particular the Isle of Man, aflame. Enough of that. You're very welcome to the show, coming from a little stone shed in the middle of the Yorkshire Dales, fog-bound today, but it is winter, and it's only weather. I'm going to kick off the show with probably something that you might not have expected me to play, necessarily, per se, as it happens. But I'm playing it anyway, because it's called Three Chords and the Truth, Van Morrison's new album, title track, and let me just tell you who came up with that in the first place. It's an oft-quoted phrase coined by Harlan Howard in the 1950s, which he used to describe country music. All I got is a red guitar, three chords, and the truth, as Bono once said. Here's Van Morrison, some good old rhythm and blues.
The church bells ring, because in the truth, Don again was king. I said, give me something that I can use. Three chords and the truth, shot a rhythm.
Truth, hey, hey, shout out.
Yeah, Three Chords and the Truth. Van Morrison, the title track of his new album. Is it folk music? Well, Louis Armstrong said, all music's folk music, leastways I ain't never heard a horse sing yet. Well, I'd argue with that, because I would say that pop music is certainly not folk music in the main, but I think that rhythm and blues falls into that loose definition that I would employ. Now, a great album out from Jim and Susie Malcolm. Jim was in Old Blind Dogs, and for a while Susie was at home doing all the things that mums have to do, but now they've got an empty nest and she's on the road with husband Jim. She's a great singer in her own right, won lots of prizes at the Mod, which is like the Scottish FLA, the big FLA, and together they make great music. The album is called The Berries, the new one. The Berryfields of Blair were where lots of people went from Glasgow to pick berries during the summer, and there were as many, I think, of something like 40,000 people working as pickers in the berry fields of Blairgowrie or around Blairgowrie, and whole tented camps sprang up to look after them. Jim and Susie's new album, The Berries, isn't devoted entirely. It's got great tracks on it like Come All Ye Fisher Lassies, Come All Ye Fisher Lassies, Lassie Lie Near Me, The Banks of Inverurie, and a more recent song written by Karine Polwart called John C. Clarke. But I'm going to play you a song written by Belle Stewart, the Queen of the Heather, in 1947, celebrating the berry fields of Blair.
Berry time comes round, cheer Blair's population swelling. There's every kind of picker there and every kind of dwelling. There's tents and huts and caravans, there's poppies and there's bivvies, and shelters made with tatty bags and dugouts made with divvies. There's corner boys for Glasgow, kettle boilers for Lochee. There's miners fae the pits of Fife, mill workers fae Dundee, and fisher folk fae Peterhead, and tramps fae everywhere, all looking for a living off the berry fields of Blair. There's travellers fae the Western Isles, fae Harran, Mull and Skye, fae Harris, Lewis, Kyle's a beaut, they come their luck to try. Fae Inverness and Aberdeen, fae Stornoway and Wed, all flock to Blair at merry time, the straws and laughs to bear. Some canny in and keep. There's some would pick the morn till night, and some would rather sleep. There's some were hate to pick us there, and some would in a care. There's comedy and tragedy played on the fields of Blair. There's families picking for each us, there's some were pick a lane. There's men will share and share alike, we wives it's no rain. There's gladness and there's sadness tae, there's happy hearts and sail. For there's some will bless and some will curse the berry fields of Blair. It's this I'd like to say. You'll travel far afore, you'll meet a kind and loving nay. For a mixed with them and field and bob and wild of thrifty spear, I'll bless the hand that led me to the berry fields of Blair. I'll bless bless the hand that led me to the merry fields o' Blair.
Wasn't that great? Simple, direct, beautifully sung, just the right level of accompaniment and production. Brilliant, love it. The whole album's as good as that. It's chock full of really, really fine music. That was Jim and Susie Malcolm from their new album, The Berries, with a Bell Stewart song, The Berry Fields of Blair. Now, it's taken me nearly 2 years to get hold of this new album, but I've finally got my hands on a copy, and I'm glad I took the trouble. Well worth it. The Askew sisters get better and better with every album they put out. Great traditional musicians and singers with a really deep feel and understanding of the songs and music of England in particular. Their new album, or their newish album, Enclosure, is a really beautiful album. Enclosure. Well, I better explain, because the whole album is really quite political in many ways. The Enclosures were when common land, owned by all the people in England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales, was enclosed by the rich for their own purposes. In Victorian times, it was mostly for grouse shooting, and to be caught poaching was a capital offence. In later Victorian times, you could get transported. And, as I often point out, there's a wood not far from Liverpool called Botany Bay Woods, because so many men were transported from there. And there's a poem from the time that goes, "They hang the man and flog the woman that steals the goose from off the common, but leave the greater villain loose that steals the common from the goose." This is the Askew Sisters with Goose and Common. Goose and Common, I sort of extended, well, probably the original poem that I quoted a little bit of in the introduction. Goose and Common from the Askew Sisters' new album Enclosure. I'll play another track from the album later on in the show. Kevin Burke, one of my favourite fiddlers ever, one of the greatest Irish musicians on the planet. He was born in London, had Sligo roots, and I remember him talking to him about Irish music and him telling me how when he was a kid going for fiddle lessons in London, he used to hide his fiddle under his coat so that his mates didn't laugh at him. Now kids all round the world are going proudly to their lessons with the fiddle cases or their pipe cases or their concertina cases or banjo cases proudly in their hands. Kevin, of course, was fiddler in the Bothy Band for many years, and he's also produced a rake of wonderful solo albums. And, of course, with his band Open House, his new album is called Sligo Made. That's a pun, M-A-D-E, it's got on the album cover. But, of course, there is a great tune called the Sligo Made, M-A-I-D. So, who's on the album with him? Let me tell you. Brian McDonough on bouzouki, John Carty on fiddle, Leonard Barry on pipes, and Michael Holmes on bouzouki, John Joe Kelly from Manchester on bowron, Shamie O'Dowd on guitar, and Steve Wickham on second fiddle. It's a fantastic album. If you love Irish music, you'll love this. This is The Humours of Castle Finn, The U-Reel and McFaddy's. Just listen to the swing and the lilt and the drive in this. It's cracking. Brilliant stuff. Kevin Burke, The Humours of Castle Finn, The U-Reel and McFadden's from his new album Sligo Made, and I'll play you a track or two from that in the weeks to come, months to come, days to come, who knows, whenever I can. That album is only available mail order from Copperplate. I'll try and remember to ask Andy to put that up on the website, the details up with the track listing, so you can go and find out how you can get hold of it. Copperplate Distribution in London. Great little company. Look after Irish musicians very, very well in particular. Now, almost 10 years ago, I came across a lad called Sam Lee. I thought he was a remarkable singer. Seemed to come out of thin air, really assured and deeply into traditional music. His first album, Ground of Its Own, was absolutely knockout. He then went on to collect traditional material from the traveller community, both here in England and Scotland and in Ireland. He became deeply involved in traditional music that was carried on by them, the great song carriers of the Gypsy and Traveller community. He also founded the Nest Collective in London. Do check out what they do, because they do some quite remarkable stuff, including singing with nightingales. His new album, Sam's new album, is called Old Wow. Bernard Butler, of Suede fame, has a lot to do with the album. Quiveen O'Rahilly of the band The Gloaming plays violin. Guest vocals by Elizabeth Fraser of the Cocteau Twins. And harmonies from none other than Cosmo Sheldrake. The album is very, very beautiful indeed. This is Sam Lee's... It's not a version. It takes a song and moves with it and does other things. It's a... I don't know you describe it. A mighty oak growing from a little acorn, perhaps. Sam Lee with the Garden of England, brackets, Seeds of Love. I think you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it.
We sow the seeds of love. We show them how to sing. Grown with the knowing of something in their blood. Where ceremony begins, when the apron string unpinned. My garden was forsook to weigh in on industry, raised behind the altar under oak and ash. I grew to a bonny rowan tree. Freely in my own country. But some old oak trees won't twist, for they're brittle beneath the bark. Better the limbs be broken, brought to ground, and serviced alive to dark, to dark, to dark. We're just servants unto the dark. For the gatekeeper can stand by, for they must be bound to be free. Light working the liminal, listening to the land, and fingering at mystery, mystery. Not Sally, free and easy. The songs they go to decay. The garden of England once bloomed with sound of salt, now destined for some bouquet. No roses in this display. For the rose it bore a thorn, a spritz of willful spark. Taming its temper to never pierce the palm, or never touch the heart, the heart, the heart. No poison tip to the dark. We sow the seeds of love. We showed them how to sing, grown with the knowing of wildness in their blood. than the sum of the everything. The old wow never wears thin. Sweet as the bird in the spring, home is when the heart sings, the songs are tender of our own kith and kin. The old wow never wears thin. Out of decay, new life springs, it springs. The anima sheds its own skin, its skin. This pebble rolls its big rings. The old wow never wears thin. The old wow never wears thin. Some of my favorite things. The old wow.
The album's called The Old Wow. That tracks the Garden of England, brackets, Seeds of Love. And The Old Wow is a phrase that came to Sam when he was in the countryside. He was in the open spaces right out there in where we go to mend our souls. And something happened. A hawk swooped close by him. And he was just struck by the rightness of it all, by the beauty of it all, and that's where the phrase The Old Wow came out. Old Wow is the album, The Garden of England, Seeds of Love. That beautiful track from Sam Lee, and I've got his tour dates in front of me here. Starts 29th of January in Glasgow, goes to Newcastle, Manchester, Nottingham, but this is all through February, Birmingham, Exeter, Bodmin, Lyme Regis, and finishing off in Bristol and Cardiff at the end of February. You can go to our website and you'll find a link to Sam's website where his tour dates will be there for you to find. Now, it's a sad year that doesn't have a Christy Moore album release in it. And last year, 2019, Christy released a double CD of live tracks recorded on the road and called the album, the double CD, Magic Nights, because that is what happens when Christy's on stage in front of an audience. And 'twas ever thus. From disc 2 of Magic Nights, this is Christy Moore with the classic, tipping it up to Nancy.
Oh, and there be no woman in our town, a woman you all know well. She dearly loved her husband, another man twice as well. Put me right, Finny Canary, or me tip, Finny Canary. Put me right, Finny Canary, or we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist, some remedies for her to buy. Have you anything in your chemist to make me old man blind? Put me right, Finny Canary, oh, tip Finny Canary. Put me right, Finny Canary, oh, tipping it up to Nancy. Give him eggs and marrow bones, make him suck them all. And before he has the last one sucks her, he won't see you at all. Oh, put me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny Canary. Put me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Oh, she gave him eggs and marrow bones, and she made him suck them all. And before he had the last one sucks her, he couldn't see her at all. Oh, put me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny Canary. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, there I cannot stay. I'd rather go and drown myself. Come on, say she, and I'll show you the way. With me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny Canary. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brain. Sty enough of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Oh, with me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny Canary. She swam to Rhoda River, she swam to Rhoda Bryn. Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Shut up out of that, you silly old fool, you know Martin is blind. Me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tipping it up to Nancy. I've nine in me family, none Canada'm is me own. I wish that each and every man that come and claim his own. Oh, with me right, Finny Canary, oh, me tip, Finny Canary, me right, Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to
Christy Moore there with Tipping It Up to Nancy. That was recorded live in the Royal Spa Hotel, Listunvarna, County Clare. Musicians Jimmy Higgins, Shamie O'Dowd, Cahill Hayden and Merchin O'Connor. The very band that I saw Christy performing with in Spiddle in County Galway. What a knockout night that was as well. Fabulous double CD. Do get it if you're a Christy fan. If you're not a Christy fan, get it anyway and you will be. And I will play another track from that later in the show. An exciting band, new to me, Wayward Jane, are Edinburgh-based, includes James Gillespie of the Brothers Gillespie on guitar and vocals, great fiddle player Rachel Walker, who also sings, Dan Abrahams on bass, and Michael Starkey on banjo. Michael actually spent time studying and travelling in the Appalachian Mountains to learn his banjo proper. Here they are with the Gillian Welsh song, The Elvis Presley Blues.
I was thinking that night about Elvis, day that he died, day that he died. I was thinking that night about Elvis, day that he died, day that he died. Just a country boy who combed his hair, put on a shirt his mother made, and he went on the air. And he shook it like a chorus girl, and he shook it like a Harlem queen, and he shook it like a midnight rambler, baby, like you never see, like you never see, like you never see, like you never see. I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did-a-dee-da, did-a-dee-da. I was dreaming that night about Elvis. Did-a-dee-da, took it all out of black and white, grabbed his one in the other hand and held on tight, and he shook it like a hurricane, and he shook it like to make it break, and he shook it like a holy rose. With his soul at stake, with his soul at stake, with his soul at stake.
Elvis Presley Blues, Wayward Jane, from their new album, Old Train. Now, Steve Hicks is one of the most tasteful masters of the guitar ever. ragtime, parlour ballads or traditional Irish music, it doesn't matter. He just takes it and he makes it breathe and come to life. His new album is called Rule of Thumb, and from it this is the traditional air down by the Sally Gardens. I think the air was originally set to the Rambling Boys of Pleasure, another song entirely, I'm not sure, but it is known around the world as Down by the Sally Gardens, and this is a really beautiful version. One half of the duo Gulburn and Hicks, Steve Hicks there, from his new album Rule of Thumb with Down by the Sally Gardens. Totally beautiful, in my humble opinion. Now, Phil Oakes is one of my life heroes. His story is quite amazing. He died far too young, an alcoholic and bipolar. He lived a very troubled life, but he produced a rake of the most amazing songs and albums. His mum was Scots, his father American. A doctor in the US forces, came back from World War II with severe depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. If you read Phil Oakes' life story and look at the massive catalogue of songs that he wrote in the face of all his troubles and trials, you cannot help but be impressed. A fearless, great singer-songwriter, almost like a broadside writer. He was churning out songs by the day, such great songs as I Ain't Marching Anymore, Draft Dodger Rag, Here's to the State of Mississippi, There But for Fortune. I mean, listen to this from the State of Mississippi song. Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders the devil draws no lines. If you drag her muddy river, nameless bodies you will find, where the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. Martin Joseph is another activist and fearless commentator. He's recorded a complete album of Phil Oakes' songs called Days of Decision. It's an absolute cracker. From it, this is I Ain't Marching Anymore.
Oh, I'm marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. Young land started growing, young blood started flowing. I ain't marching anymore. I killed my share of Indians in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying. But I ain't marching anymore. And it's always the old to lead us to the war. And it's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won, the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? I stole California from the Mexican land, and I fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, and I'm not marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again. I ain't marching anymore. But it's always the old to lead us to the wars, and it's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese sky, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plants. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason. Call it love or call it reason. But I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Martin Joseph from the album Days of Decision, a tribute to Phil Oakes with I Ain't Marching Anymore. And the album is really, really terrific. Just Three Chords and the Truth, stripped back, sung with passion and integrity. Great singer, Martin Joseph. Do check him out live. He's exceptionally good. By the way, if you're thinking of buying some of the old albums of Phil Oakes, I just was looking up the Gunfight at Carnegie Hall and Rehearsals for Retirement double album. If you want to buy that, it'll cost you £250 now. How's about that? Now, I've played a track called the 1973 Camper Crossing the Rhine a couple of times now because I happen to have an old VW camper. The album was made by a band called Drone, D-R-O-H-N-E, and was called Le Son de Bois, which I think means the sound of wood. Chris Sadler, an old mate of mine that I play tunes with occasionally when I'm down in Canterbury at the Canterbury Tales Session pub, gave me a copy of the complete album. I'd only had that track, which I'd downloaded, and I discovered Philip G. Martin, who led the band, formed the band, was the band, died sadly in 2014 in the 70s and 80s, played guitar with Hawkwind's Robert Calvert and New Wave Pioneers, The Record Players, teamed up with a woodwind player, and while out checking out Albanian music at a festival in France, he stumbled upon a hurdy-gurdy, and the rest was history. He immersed himself completely in the hurdy-gurdy music of central France, but Philip also had, I don't know how to put this, he had a mind that was a little bit like Vivian Stanchel's. He could go into a world of his own and produce the most amazing, amazing music. He played on the groundbreaking John Barleycorn album by Knights of the Occasional Table and teamed up with people like Tim Eadie and Brendan Power to make his own album, Le Son du Bois. From it, this is a track called Dance Junkies. Enjoy it.
Breaking free, coming up for air, finding our drug, out on the floor. He grabs our senses, spins us around, breaking our will with the language of sound. Toes souls touching earth, souls raised in flight. We are dance junkies, we are dancing tonight. We shrink from the world, we shrink from the light, seeking a refuge in the safety of night. With wild, restless feet, we kick down the door and taste the freedom of a wide open floor. Souls touching earth, souls raised in flight. We are dance junkies, we are dancing tonight. There are some who dance slow, there are some who dance fast, some in the future and some in the past. Some dance out of habit, some dance out their games, some dance into danger, some dance into dreams. Souls touching earth, souls raised in flight. We are dance junkies, we are dancing tonight. Dance is all that it takes. Strike up the band and the strongest will break. If you have a partner, you have a friend who will dance you till the end of time and beyond. With your toes touching earth, souls raised in flight, come join us, dance junkies, and dance on tonight. With your toes touching earth, souls raised in flight. Come join us, dance junkies, we will dance on tonight.
Great stuff. Dance junkies from the album Le Son du Bois. And the band Drone, led by Philip G. Martin, who died, sadly, far too young in 2014. What a great album. And thanks a Brazilian to Chris Sadler for giving me that album. And because of that, I'm going to dedicate this next track to Chris, because I know he loves Christy as much as I do. From the new double CD, Magic Nights, this is from Disc 1. This is Christy with his version of the Shane McGowan song, A Pair of Brown Eyes. Sung as only Christy could ever sing it.
One summer's evening, drunk as hell, I sat there, nearly lifeless. An old man in the corner sang, where the water lilies grow. On the jukebox, Johnny sang about a thing called love, singing, how are you, kid? What's your name? And what do you know? In blood and death, neath the screaming sky, I lay down on the ground. The arms and legs of other men lay scattered all around. Some cursed and prayed, and prayed and cursed, and then they prayed some more.
But the only thing I could see was a pair of brown eyes looking at me. When we got back, level parts 1 to 3, there was no pair of brown eyes waiting for me. And roving, 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 I'll go. Roving, 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 I'll go. Roving, 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 I'll go. For a pair of brown eyes, a pair of brown eyes. I looked at him, he looked at me. All I could do was hate him. While Ray and Philomena sang of my elusive dreams, I saw the streams and the rolling hills where his brown eyes were waiting. And I thought about a pair of brown eyes who waited once for me. That waited once for me. So drunk as hell, I left that place, sometimes walking, sometimes crawling. A hungry sound came on the breeze. I gave the walls a good talking. I heard the sounds of long ago by the old canal. And the birds were whistling in the trees, and the wind was gently laughing. Robin, Robin, I'll go. Robin, 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 I'll go. Robin, 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 I'll go. For a pair of brown eyes. For a pair.
Christy Moore, Pair of Brown Eyes, from his new double CD, Magic Nights. That's from disc one. I'm in the course of writing the second volume of my autobiography at the moment. This one's called You Can Sleep on the Settee. That's the working title, because that's what you used to end up most gigs afterwards. People would put you up, but in those days, they didn't have spare bedrooms. Mostly, they had a settee you could sleep on. And Christy features very large in those years in my life, because we were... Well, we still are good pals. Now, the band I'm going to play you now are called The Servants' Ball. Inspired, it says here, by the set list from a 1920s Village Hall dance band, they bring together a cultural scrapbook of British musical history, ancient English dance tunes, polkas and quadrilles from Europe, banjo music, Victorian music hall, light classical step dance tunes, gallops, all kinds of stuff. Look who's in the band. Rob Habron on concertina, Ben Paley on fiddle, Ewan Wardrop on ukulele and dancing, Ben Nichols upright bass, Evan Jenkins drum, and Julian Hinton on piano. Together, I think they make a really fantastic sound. I love the album. I've played it a couple of times in the car, listened to it, enthralled all the way through. From The Servants' Ball, this is a track called Egyptian Princess.
Thank you.
Well, if they don't get loads and loads of bookings on festivals this summer, I will show my bum in the Vatican. Fantastic, what a band. Egyptian Princess from the album The Servant's Ball by the band The Servant's Ball. And there's a wonderful YouTube. I don't know how to send you the link, it's all squiddle and code. But there's a wonderful YouTube 15-minute of them talking about the band and playing. It's well worth checking them out on YouTube, seriously. Now, Andy Irvine is one of my long-time heroes and old buddies from way, way back in the days when I toured with Planxty. He was, of course, one of the founder members of Sweeney's Men, of Planxty, of Patrick Street, of his own band Mosaic, and, of course, he's done much work around the world, solo, a rake of great solo albums, as well as albums with Mosaic, and he's just released a double CD called Old Dog Long Road. And the story is that since he was 18, when his mum gave him an old reel-to-reel tape recorder, he's been recording his own performances and his ideas and his demos and just sitting in a room somewhere and strumming and singing a song. And he's gathered a lot of that material together into a 2-CD set, which includes songs he recorded busking in Germany with Donald Lunny, Kevin Burke, with Jackie Daly, Frankie Gavin, in various combinations between 1971 and 2002. Here's one I think he recorded in their house. Andy Irvine from 1993 with Viva Zapata.
Came through, they stole your village's land, and they say they'll kill any man dares to complain. Stony Field by Stony Field, the haciendado's plan is to bury us all in the rich man's sugar cane. When you see your friends and neighbors hang like earrings from the trees, does it make you think they're playing a game of bluff? Isn't it better to die on your feet than to live upon your knees? 400 years of bondage, that's enough. Viva Zapata, Viva Zapata. Zapata, true as steel, champion of the poor, to the marrow of my bones I am your man. We're the dispossessed and dangerous, with nothing left to lose, and it's time to put a gun in every hand. What good is peace and plenty if it's not for one and all? For this ideal we fought side by side. Though society condemns us now, history will prove our actions will be justified. Zapata, Viva Zapata. Oh, why did you go to Chinameca that fatal April day? That wasn't the way that a cautious man behaves. Guajardo the traitor, Gonzalez Carranza too, I hope they rest uneasy in their graves. Oh, the bugler blew 3 icy blasts, Zapata crossed the square, dismounting at the threshold of the door. And the guard of honor raised their guns and shot him in the back. Such honor was seldom seen before. Viva Zapata, Viva Zapata. Now many of the folks in the Southlands will look at you kind of strange and say they don't believe that he ever died. They'll talk about a nervous horse way up in the mountain range, and swear to you they seize a patterine. And the guns go up like thunder, and the bullets fall like hail, and the bodies lie as far as the eye can see. For many's the brave man went to fight, and many's the brave man fell, for the sake of land and sweet liberty. Viva Zapata! Viva Zapata! Viva Zapata! Viva Zapata!
Well, it obviously wasn't their house, unless there's a load of people in his front room. You never know. Andy Irvine there with Viva Zapata from his new double CD set, Old Dog Long Road Volume 1, which I think implies that there's going to be a Volume 2 out anytime soon. Damn good stuff. Well done, young man. Now, like Steve Hicks, Duck Baker is another grand old man of the acoustic guitar. In his case, I think Duck plays purely a nylon strung guitar. I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty certain that that's what he plays mostly. And he's reissued his classic album, When You Wore a Tulip. Beautiful new card cover, turned out really well, and the remastered sound is absolutely great. But I must tell you, he probably doesn't want me to tell you this, his name isn't really Duck. It's Platypus. Not many people know that. So here's Platypus Baker from the album When You Wore a Tulip with Up a Lazy River. This is grand stuff. Stuff. Duck Baker from the album When You Wore a Tulip with Up a Lazy River. That's a reissue of I think, one of his very early albums. What a great player he was and is. Now, I'm going to play another Askew Sisters song from the album Enclosure. This is one of the great ballads. A young woman marries, a mother, her own mother, sends men to kill her husband and her child. They do. The widow cuts off her hair and goes to serve the king as the famous flower of serving men. That's the title of some versions of the song. So she goes to serve the king, and the king, while he's out hunting one day, sits on a rock, and in some cases a white dove or a white doe tells him the story of the murder. The king goes back to the palace, kisses the famous flower, marries her, and arranges for the mother to be burned at the stake, which is about fair, I would say. The version of Famous Flower of Serving Men that the Askew Sisters are singing here is called My Father Built Me a Pretty Tower.
My father built me a pretty tower with primroses in every bower, and all around it is evergreens. Oh, such a building was never seen. My father married me to a wealthy knight. My mother thought it a dreadful spite. She sent three robbers all in one night to rob my bower and slay my knight. And when she could do me no other harm, she slew the bear.
You shall not be my kitchen cook. You
shall not be my stable boy. You'll be a waiter in my bride's hall, for to wait on the nobles when they do call. The king out a-hunting went. He left none at home but a gay old man. And as she sang and as she sighed, the tears came rolling down from her eyes. My father, he was a wealthy knight. My mother, she was a lady.
Just to reassure you, the sound effects you heard there and at the beginning of that track were nothing to do with me going in and out of the shed. They were all part of that beautiful piece of music. My father built me a pretty tower from the Askew Sisters' new album, Enclosure. Great stuff. Now, I mentioned Mosaic earlier on in the programme. Andy Irvine, who founded the band, travelled in Eastern Europe as a young man. He loved Irish music, of course, and old-timey music. So it was only natural when he got to forming his own band that he would try and combine all of his loves. So he got Donal Lunny on bouzouki, guitar and bowron, Bruce Mulsey on fiddle and vocals, Nikola Parov, Eastern European woodwinds and nickel harp as well as guitar, Rens van der Zelm, who can play just about everything, fiddle, low whistles, William pipes, guitar, mandolin, etc. I saw the band in Manchester a couple of years back and they were absolutely storming. For their new album, The Long and the Short of It, Andy invited a wonderful Greek traditional singer called Chrysoula Ketchagioglou. I think that's how you pronounce it. Forgive me if I've got it wrong. He invited her to sing on the album and the result is wonderful. But first of all, here's Bruce Mulsky with My Little Carpenter, and in a little while you'll hear Chrysoula. First, Bruce with My Little Carpenter.
I'll tell you a new song that's lately been made. It's of a little carpenter. He courted a fair maid. He courted her, he courted her. He loved her as his life. Oft times he'd asked her if she would be his wife. And on come an old man, he came from Noah's Ark. A long ways a-traveling, a-courting in the dark. I can't fancy you, old man, you look too old and grim. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what once become a din. And on come the blacksmith, it was the other day. He gave to me his handkerchief, or so the people say. He gave to me his gold ring to talk with him again. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what's become of him? Came from Scarlet Town with gold chains and finger rings. He threw them on the ground. I can fancy you, young man, you look so neat and trim. Oh, my little carpenter, what would become of him? And on come the carpenter, he comes so neat and slow. All day and sings to me at night. Oh, my little carpenter, my whole heart's delight.
Some people think the little carpenter refers to Jesus Christ, but as the lads in Mosaic say, we think it's just a funny old love song. There you go. You pay your money and you take your chance. The long and the short of it is the name of the album. That was Mosaic, of course, and the song My Little Carpenter. Brilliant, brilliant band. Wonderful music. Fergal Scarhill, what can I say? Simply a genius. One of the greatest fiddlers on the planet, up there with Kevin Burke and the rest of the hierarchy. He's a genius who teamed up with another genius, the traditional pianist Ryan Molloy. The result is a gem from their new album November Woods. Two cracking hornpipes, Murphy's Hornpipe and the Showman's Fancy. The second one in particular is a right finger twister. Thank you. brilliant, brilliant stuff. Murphy's Hornpipe and the Showman's Fancy from Ryan Malloy on keyboards and Fergal Skyle on fiddle. First time I saw Fergal, he was busking in the streets of Clifton, County Galway, and it was obvious then that the man was a genius. The album is called One Day, colon, November Woods, by the way, not just November Woods. Another track now from Andy Irvine's album Old Dog Long Road, Volume 1. This is from Disc 1. It was recorded in 1999, and it's called Goodbye Monday Blues.
County. My father took me from the farm to be a Milltown baby. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you. Not a hand in all this town could beat me once for golfing. Now it's more than I can do to sit here without coughing. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you. Old man staring at his glass in some back street bar room. These were once the fastest hands in spinning spool or card room. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye card room fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you. Just a little boy up in Pickens County. My father took me from the farm to be a Milltown baby. Goodbye Monday blues, goodbye cardroom fever. Cotton dust has got my lungs, you know I'm bound to leave you.
Irvine, Goodbye Monday Blues. That's from disc one of his retrospective collection of tapes and recordings that were made between 1961 and 2012. Now, I heard the next piece of music on the internet and I chased the band up and managed to get hold of a copy of their album. The album is called Navarasa, Nine Emotions. And the trio are Yorkston, Thorne and Khan. I don't know much about the other two lads, but you can find out a fair bit about James Yorkston, who I've known about for quite a time now, a wonderful singer, songwriter, who's steeped in the tradition as well. He's influenced by people, he says, like Ann Briggs, Dick Gocken, Nick Jones, Martin Carthy, Lal Waterson and John Strachan. Do check him out and do check the band out. They're on tour for pretty much all of March, and I think what they've achieved in their music is a rare and rich fusion of cultures. But let's see what you think. This is their version of the beautiful traditional song, The Shearing's Not For You.
The shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassie-o. The shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassie-o. The shearing's not for your back it would not bow, and your belly is all for my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May, my bonnie lassie-o. It was in the month of May when the flowers they were gay and the lambs did sport and play, my bonnie lassie-o. Do you mind the banks of air, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind the banks of air where you drew me in your snare and you left me in despair, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill, my bonnie laddie-o? Do you mind on yonder hill where you swore you would me kill if you didn't get your will, my bonnie laddie-o? Too sweetly play my bonnie lassie-o. Casio. For the pipes to sweetly play and the troops to march away, and it's here I cannot stay, my bonnie lassie. Buckles from your sheen, my bonnie lassio. Take the buckles from your sheen, my bonnie lassio. Take the buckles frae your sheen, for your dancing days have been, for your dancing days have been, my bonnie lassio. Oh, the shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassio. Oh, the shearing's not for you, my bonnie lassio. Oh, the shearing's not for you, for your back it would not bow, and your belly's all full, my bonnie lassio.
Shearing's Not For You, that's from the new album from new band, well, new to me anyway, Yorkston Thorn and Carn, and the album's called Navarasa-9 Emotions. Do check out their website. Like I say, the band is on tour throughout March, and well worth going and catching them live on stage. Another track now from the Martin Joseph tribute to Phil Oakes. This is the Phil Oakes classic that was covered by so many, many, many people. There But For Fortune.
Show me a prison, show me a jail, show me a prisoner whose face is growing pale. I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the alley, show me the train, show me a hobo who sleeps out in the rain. I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey stains on the floor. Show me the drunken man as he stumbles out the door. I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or go I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of buildings once so tall. I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you. Oh, go away.
Martin Joseph, There But For Fortune, from the album Days of Decision, a tribute to Phil Oakes. And if you want any information on Martin or any of the other artists or tracks that you've heard on this show, then go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll be able to find everything you need there, because good old Andrew, every week when I give him the list of tracks I've played, then goes and seeks out all the various websites and puts links through to them so you can get to find more stuff out, other than the bit of burbling that I do between the tracks. Talking of which, the lad Ryan Molloy that you heard playing with Fergal Skyhill a bit back with that wonderful couple of hornpipes has also got a new album out called Pianophony. And I'm going to play you a track from it now, which is called The Wounded Hussar. A lot of people think that this may have originally been composed by the famous Irish blind harper and composer Turlough O'Carolan, which is eminently possible. It does exist as a song, a Scottish poet called, I think, Thomas Campbell wrote the lyrics to it, but here it is just played beautifully on piano by Ryan Molloy. This is The Wounded Hussar. Thank you. What a beautiful piece of music. The Wounded Hussar from Ryan Molloy's new album, Pian Ophany. That was fantastic. I'm going to play another track from Mosaic's new album now, and this is the one I promised you earlier on in the show. This is The Song of the Nightingale.
Where were you yesterday, my son? Where have you been, my beloved one? All these long summer's day, tikala to leitai doni. Oh, mama, I was in the skies, high up with the scent of gold. I brought for them small presents, tikala to leitai doni. Gates and go within, tikala to leitai doni. I wish to see where people sat, the poor, where did they sit, mama, and where their masters rested, tikala to
Translated from the Greek, that song is about rich people trying to buy the shade that the poor people have found in heaven, and the poor people tell them to go and get stuffed. That's my rough take on the song. What a beautiful voice that lass has got. Krisula Kechagioglu, I think that's how you pronounce her name, with one of the most wonderful voices I've heard in a long time. Mosaic is the band and the album, the long and short of it. Now, when families make music together, something very, very special happens. You think of the Askew sisters, the Sands family, Robin and Barry Dransfield, the Brothers Gillespie, the Watersons, all of them making magical music. Now, I came across the next two musicians, Ifeen and Pamela Queeley, again, just searching the internet and looking in particular at the website of Cladder Records, that great little label. And when I heard the tracks, I just emailed the girls and asked them to please send me a copy of the album, because it is a cracker. Sweet playing on concertina and fiddle. as somebody once said about the pipes, the music is a hive of honeyed sound. This is the Lads of Leash, Dinny O'Brien's and Pat Toohey's, a cracking set of reels. Couldn't have got a slip of paper between those two lasses there. What wonderful, tight and beautiful playing that was. Lads of Leash, Dinny O'Brien's and Pat Toohey's. A great set of reels from Efeen and Pamela Queeley. The album is called Beyond the Bellows and the Bow. Now there's a new fusion band, Sheffield-based, called Mishra. And the bedrock of the band are two people, Kate Griffin and Ford Collier. The album they've made, The Loft Tapes, is, I believe, a Kickstarter album. I think that's where people bung dosh in and they get albums when they eventually come out. That kind of stuff. Maybe I should do that. You know. Anyway, I really like the band. They've got lots and lots of different ideas. They're doing loads and loads of different stuff, including experimenting with different instrumentation. A sort of fusion feel to the album. This is a lovely version, I think, of the Bob Dylan song, Scarlet Town. Stuff. Mishra from the album The Loft Tapes with Bob Dylan's song Scarlet Town. I love the way that they meld the tabla and the banjo together. It's a great sound. Really terrific. And the whole album is as good as that. Seriously. Now, there's a new album just come through the door from Seth Lakeman. And everything that Seth does is absolutely terrific, and this is no exception. It's called A Pilgrim's Tale, and Seth's just written, I'm delighted to announce the release of my brand new album, A Pilgrim's Tale, on the 7th of February 2020, telling the epic story of the Pilgrim Fathers on the 400th anniversary of the historic Mayflower Voyage. Well, I'll tell you more about the album when I get a full copy of it, because all I've got at the moment is a pre-release copy in a cardboard sleeve. I've played it and listened to it all the way through. It is terrific. And I've chosen this track to play for you now. Seth is joined on the album by Ben Nichols, Cara Dillon, Jeff Lakeman and Benji Kirkpatrick, and the result, I think, is absolutely terrific. See what you think. This is Seth Lakeman with Pilgrim Brother.
Before us through the dark darkness comes and burns the guiding light. Pilgrim clasp the hand of pilgrim stepping through that fearless night. One the object of our journey, one the bed which never tires. In the gladness of rejoicing on the far eternal shore, where the one almighty Father brings his love forevermore. One the object of our journey, one the earth is looking forward, the hope our God inspires. Scattering of our shadows and the end of torment. One the object of our journey, one the faith which never tires, one the earnest looking forward, one the hope our God inspires. One the object of our journey, one the faith which never tires, one the earnest looking forward, one the hope our God inspires.
Pilgrim Brother from the new Seth Lakeman album, A Pilgrim's Tale. And like I say, when I get my hands on a proper copy, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about it. I do believe that Seth is going on tour, I think, through most of February and March. You'll be able to check that out on his own website. Just got time for one more track, and I'm going to play something again from Copperplate. I mentioned earlier on that you can only get the Kevin Burke album, Mail Order, from Copperplate. The next album I'm going to play you now, you can also get Mail Order from Copperplate, but I expect that people living in Ireland will be able to get it from their local good record shop. Kevin O'Farrell comes from the Waterford Gaeltacht of Anrin. He plays whistle, pipes and flute and was taught by the wonderful Bobby Gardner. Paddy Tutty comes from West Waterford. He plays bowron, fiddle and banjo and also works with the band Coloured Newer, who've released four cracking albums. Again, with the two lads, you've got a lovely melding of sounds. Beautiful, beautiful music. And I want to dedicate it to the memory, if you don't mind, of the late John Gerard Walsh of Clifton, County Galway. I played with him in Lowry's Pub on many and many occasions. He was a real, real gentleman. And sadly, we lost him not too long ago. And he always used to play one of my favourite tunes ever, which the duo lead off with here, George White's. So George White's for John Gerard Walsh, and after that, the Humours of Lissadell. This is Quirin O'Farrell and Paddy Tutty. Thank you. Well, a bit of self-indulgence on my behalf, I've got to admit there. I love those reels. George White's and the Humours of Lissadell. Kevin O'Farrell, or Kevin O'Farrell, and Paddy Tutty from the album Flute and Fiddle. And like I say, it's on, well, Copperplate are distributing it. You'll find a reference to them. You'll find a link to them somewhere on the page, the programme page of this show. 3W's Mike Harding Folk Show.com. And you can also dob a few quid at us if you so wish, because it's coming up time to pay more bills for the server and various things like that. And just a quid or two helps keep us going. Thanks go already, I must say, to all those people who have helped so much with keeping this show on the road. Thanks again for doing that. But if anybody else wants to dob a quid or two, that would be great. I've overrun. I've just looked at 137 minutes. Oh, my God, that's 2 hours and 17 minutes. But I don't care. It's my show and I'll do what I want. And I'm going to play another track from Mishra's new album. This is called Road Dust and Honey. And I don't know who wrote it. And I don't care, because it's bloody good. Thanks ever so much for listening. Look after yourselves. Mind how you go. See you next month. Ta-ra!